The Chinese Communist Party will kill as many as it has to kill to preserve its power, according to Alan Coors, a professor emeritus of history at the University of Pennsylvania. When it faces a choice between further prosperity, further liberalization of an economy, and the loss of political power, the CCP will place everything on the preservation of political power, Coors, co-chair at Washington-based advocacy group Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, told Epoch TV's China Insider program on January 25. Since 1978, the CCP implemented a series of economic policies as part of its reform and opening up. Many Western intellectuals believed this reform would naturally lead China to liberalize politically and eventually result in democracy. However, Coors argued throughout the 1980s that this would not happen, as the critical variable of Chinese communism was the preservation of power. He believes the events that followed proved him right. In 1989, students and other protesters started to advocate for greater freedoms and rights in China. As the movement was gaining momentum and international media attention, the CCP ordered its troops to open fire on protesters in early June, killing potentially hundreds or even thousands during the Tiananmen Square massacre. If you concentrate power over the lives of human beings in all domains, economic, political, educational, social, what you attract are the unscrupulous, the pathological, the sociopathological, explained Coors, citing libertarian economist and philosopher Friedrich Hayek's book, The Road to Serfdom. The historian went on to say that the power, wealth, and privilege of the CCP is maintained under the myth that it represents the true interests of the communist people. It is a myth that it represents the real interests of those people whom it has slaughtered and allowed to die throughout decades and decades and decades of Chinese history, he added. When asked about the appeal of socialist ideology in Western universities, Coors said students are ignorant of the atrocities committed under communist regimes and the extent of them. Every child in America knows 6 million dead under Hitler's regime. They have no notion of what has occurred in Russia, in China, he said. How many people died under Mao in China after the catastrophe of liberation? They would say thousands, tens of thousands, maybe 100,000. Yet more than 100 million people have died under communist regimes, far outnumbering the deaths of Nazi Germany. Mao Zedong, the CCP's first leader, alone is estimated to have caused the deaths of 70 million, and Stalin 40 million. In China, alas, people certainly have the knowledge to challenge, but they lack the freedom to challenge. In the West, people do have the freedom to challenge. What they lack is the knowledge to challenge, he said. And that is the great crime visited upon free people by the leftist educational establishment, added Coors.